CliffCentral.com.
Speaking of musicians,
yes.
Hey Kyle, how are you, bro?
Hey, I'm good, thanks. And you, G, what's happening?
Lekker, man. How was your trip to New York? You just got back. You guys apparently had an awesome time.
Yeah, oh, we were spoiled rotten. Virgin Atlantic really did spoil us. They just took us for the best time, pretty much. We just did cool stuff, and yeah, that was about it.
I saw lots of the videos and the posts that you and Ari and Roxy put up, and it seems like you had a really good time. You were in Times Square, you went on the High Line, you did a lot of really, really interesting stuff in New York that a lot of us only hear about. Is there a dog in the background, or is there someone being attacked?
Hey, we've been having heavy things here. We thought there was a guy on the roof last night, so we're all up at like 4:30, running around, checking what's going on. But
where do you live again? let's stay away from wherever you live.
Constantia.
Okay. Good Lord.
Centurion. Dangerous. Centurion.
Dangerous is all hell.
No, I'm in Pinetown in Durban.
All right. Now tell me, when it comes to New York, what were the things that you really wanted to see? Because there's such a long list and you only had a little bit of time, so you couldn't have done everything.
Yeah, our time was really short. We're only there for about 2.5-3 days. I was keen to go see one of the sporting events, and we went to go see the basketball our first night, so which was really cool to see. And we did a heli flip, so a helicopter trip over New York, which was probably the best thing I've ever done in my life, hands down.
It's so incredible to see all those buildings from above, because most of us only ever see it from ground level, and then if you've got Google Earth, that's about the closest you get. But it must have been extraordinary, because they've got the doors on the helicopter were open, right?
Yeah, the doors of the helicopter are open, and you hang. There's two different seats. The one seat you can just be sitting on the back, and then the other seat you just like sit on the floor where that one passenger's feet would be, and you put your feet over the side. And then you can like lean out and you harnessed in, but you can lean out and just be experimental and enjoy your time. But it's really cold up at the top. Your cell phone doesn't work too well. We're having problems with the with the video because it was cold. My cell phone, because it's a Huawei and I've never heard of Huawei's in the States, was just switching off because the battery would just die because it was so cold.
New York had a freak snowstorm like 3 days before you guys arrived.
Yeah.
So, it wasn't ideal because up to then it had been fine, but it must have been beautiful seeing Central Park covered in snow.
Oh, yeah. The whole, it was just beautiful. It's something we can't really perceive because there's not that many buildings in South Africa. Just to see that cluster of buildings all so close together with the river in between and the bridges, it really is something.
That's amazing. And Roxy and Ari, were they well behaved?
Yeah.
You
Roxy
sure?
And Ari were a lot of fun. Darren took us and played tour guide. And we flew first class Virgin Atlantic, which was something I hadn't done before. Lying down, you get to lie down and just cruise. So we had an awesome trip. We also got to stop off in London for a day, which is, I've never been to London as well. So that was really fun. We went into Piccadilly Circus and we went into Oxford Street and just got to have a walk around there and check.
It's like a double
whammy. It was also cold. Yeah, it was cold in London as well, but no snow.
Beautiful.
One thing I did notice is that the tubes in London are like the Gautrain, but the tubes in New York are like they're a little bit less sanitary.
Tell me quickly, because there's been a lot of controversy about you. I spoke to Darren and to Ari about this already. You spilt something on yourself on the way there, and you look like a homeless person.
You're gonna ask this.
Do you want to explain? Yeah, you want to explain what happened?
You know what happens is those trays on the airplane, they're sometimes a little bit slippery. So as we entered, the wine bottle went doops all over my lap.
It couldn't have possibly had to do with you being maybe just a little bit inebriated, because you are allowed to drink a Virgin. And it is nice.
Nah.
I mean, it's very social.
No, not even.
Really?
Not even, and it couldn't have even spilt in like a better place. It even had like the spill mark had like balls and everything. It was great. It was so funny. It was all hilarious. Right. And I didn't have a change of clothes, so I had to wear that till like that was on the way to London. So we still flew from London to New York. I had the same pants on. It's classic.
Yeah, I actually got a message from somebody who said that they were on the plane with you. They thought you were a homeless person.
Oh, that's great.
They said, why are they...
Tell them I say what's up.
Yeah, why are they allowing homeless people onto Virgin Atlantic flights, right? I mean, that shouldn't happen. In fact, she's on the line.
Hi, I just want to say that I was on that plane and I saw this person and he was wearing tracksuit pants and he'd made a terrible mess all over them and I actually thought he was having a period.
Thank you, man.
Ah, that's classic.
Listen, dude, it seems like a whole lot of fun. You made all of us jealous, and it's like a trip of a lifetime to just go for the weekend. Yeah. Who does that? Who except really rich people in the world go for the weekend to New York and then just pop in London as well?
Yeah. It was something crazy. We always were wondering that, and you sit in first class, and you're like, I wonder what this guy does. I wonder what this guy does. I wonder what this person does.
Because they've paid for their tickets, right?
Yo, I know what that ticket costs now. I'm going to have to work extra hard.
Living your best life, dude.
Yeah, we're trying. All right.
Love it. Good to speak to you.
All right, you too,
Zeke. All right, Kyle. Very good.
Thanks for having me on.
No worries. And we'll talk soon. Come in with some more music sometime.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, definitely. We're finishing up a track last night, so we'll be releasing it real soon.
All right, and find out what was going on your roof.
Yeah, we're going to have to put some people up there to watch out.
All right. Thank you very much. Kyle Deutsch. CliffCentral.com.